Jesus said to his disciples, "Be on your guard, stay awake, because you never know when the time will come. It is like a man travelling abroad. He has gone from home and left his servants in charge, each with his own task, and he has told the doorkeeper to stay awake. So, stay awake, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming, evening, midnight, cockcrow, dawn. If he comes unexpectedly, he must not find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." Dear friends, you could, of course, be listening to this reflection while you sit at a computer desk in Adelaide or Dunedin, perhaps even in Durban or Cape Town. If so, forgive me if I speak now with images that are more topical this time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, where autumn has definitely turned into winter. Yes, we envy your summertime heat and excitement, but it is in the bleak midwinter that Northern Hemisphere Christians prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. We hear words like, "Come, Lord Jesus," "Veni, Emmanuel," "Come, O Expected One," and also expressions like, "Stay awake, be alert." How interesting that all around us in the natural world, the operative words for some species of animals are quite the opposite. Sleep. Prepare to sleep for months ahead. Think of the insects who choose to prepare holes in the ground or under the bark of trees, and they'll stay there for some time. For them, a quiet descends, and they can stay alive. Or the frogs that bury themselves in mud to avoid the worst of winter. And then the weasels, who, yes, they do stay overground, but at least they grow a new, heavier fur, and it's white, to avoid being spotted in the snow. And rather than come, many animals are now heading off. They will migrate long distances, like the geese, who help protect each other by flying in formation. Some species of butterfly migrate from their home in Canada and fly as far south as Mexico, where it's warmer still. But here are we, as winter sets in, and we use words like "stay awake," not "go to sleep." Expressions like "come," not "migrate" or "move away." When Jesus was born, the shepherds, we will hear in a few weeks' time, were alert enough to respond to whatever inkling they had or whatever angelic text message they opened, and they trekked into Bethlehem and found the proud parents and a newborn boy. From further afield, the Magi were able to interpret the signs of the stars, and they rode their camels until they found the infant and shared gifts. Yes, of course, there is a sense in which the Magi did migrate from their home territory. They certainly went home later by a different route, meaning also perhaps that they were changed men for having seen the infant Jesus. But the focus in the story is what they found when they remained alert and awake, a heavenly sign that led them home to the newborn Messiah. And now, at the start of Advent, you and I are invited once more to come as the Lord Jesus came, to come to ourselves, to gather our mental strength and heart's emotions together and grow, winter and summer, into disciples of the Lord. Not those who may come without much enthusiasm, but grow rather into a people who genuinely rejoice that Jesus is our brother, our Saviour, our helper in time of need, and at other times too. And the invitation is to stay awake, as we heard in the Gospel. Let us not sleep on the job of living well. Let us not fall lazy in our tasks as parents, teachers, workers in different fields. Rather than live a life of pretense, let us awaken, live our own lives. We are God's daughters and sons. That's not a bad start as Advent begins. And in the communion we share at Mass, we grow ever closer to Jesus. If we come to him, it is in all honesty a response on our part to his having come to us, right to where we are, into our muddy waters and slippery roads, into the wintry cold of planet Earth.